早安。
Today we continue on our study of the book of Colossians.
今天我们继续研读哥罗西书。
Oh, before we start, let's turn our Bible to Colossians chapter 1.
在我们开始之前，请把你的圣经翻到哥罗西书第一章。
Let's read from verse 12 to verse 19.
我们一起读12到19节，哥罗西书第一章12到19节。
I'll read it first in English, our sister will lead you in Chinese.
我用英文读，请会众与姊妹一同用中文读。
Okay, we start in verse 12. Giving thanks unto the Father which had made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who have delivered us from the power of darkness and have translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sin. Verse 15, who is the image of the invisible God and the firstborn of every creature? For by Him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by Him and for Him. For He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. And He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, that in all things He might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in Him shall all fullness dwell.
哥罗西书第一章十二到十九节，会众一起读。又感谢父，叫我们能与众圣徒在光明中同得基业。他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里。我们在爱子里得蒙救赎，罪过得以赦免。爱子是那不能看见神之相，是首生的，在一切被造的以先，因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的、能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一概都是藉着他造的，又是为他造的。他在万有之先，万有靠他而立，他是教会全体之首，他是元首，是从死里首先复活的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。
Amen.
因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住。
Okay, let's turn to chapter 2, verse 8 through 11.
让我们再翻到哥罗西书第二章第八节到十一节。
Okay, beware lest any man spoil youthrough philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in Him, which is the head of all principalities and power, in whom also ye are circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, and putting off the body of the sin of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ.
哥罗西书第二章八到十一节，会众一起。你们要谨慎，恐怕有人用他的理学和虚空的妄言，不照着基督，乃照人间的遗传和世上的小学，就把你们掳去。因为神本圣一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面，你们在他里面也得了丰盛。他是各样执政掌权者的首元首，你们在他里面也受了不是人手所行的割礼，是体情欲的割礼。
Verse 14, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that are against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross.
哥罗西书第二章十四节，又涂抹了在律例上所写攻击我们、有碍于我们的字句，把它撤去，钉在十字架上。
Verse 16 through 19. Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink, or in respect of a holiday, or of the new moon, or of the Sabbath day, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ. Let no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntary humility and worshiping of angels, intruding into those things which he hath not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind, and not holding the head, from which all body by joints and bands, having nourishment, ministered and knit together, increases with the increase of God.
接下来一直读到十九节，所以不拘在饮食上或节期、月数、安息日，都不可让人论断你们。这些原是后世的影儿，那形体却是基督。不可让人因着故意谦虚和敬拜天使，就夺去你们的奖赏。这等人拘泥在所见过的，随着自己的欲心，无辜的自高自大，不持定元首，全身既然靠着他，精节得以相助联络，就因神大得长进。
Last verse, John chapter 1 verse 18.
最后一节经节，约翰福音第一章十八节。
No man have seen God at any time, the only begotten Son, which is of the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him.
约翰福音第一章十八节，从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
Let's have further word of prayer.
让我们再一些祷告。
Lord, this morning we humble ourselves before thy presence.
主耶稣，早间我们，谦卑在你同在的光中。
Lord, you know that we are so naive concerning your purpose and your will.
你知道关于你的旨意和你的意，你的心意，我们真的是非常的无知。
Oh, we really don't know who you are.
我们不知道你是谁。
Lord, we pray that this morning you open your word once again to us.
我们祷告，求早间你再把你自己的话语敞开给我们。
Reveal yourself to us.
把你自己启示在我们的里面。
Oh, that we might see you transparently.
让我们完全的知道你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Last time I shared with you concerning that we are the what? The partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light.
上一次我与会众交通的是我们能与众圣徒在光明中同得基业。
And we are not qualified for this inheritance.
我们本身是没有资格来继承神所给我们的基业。
As we all know in Ephesians chapter 1, it tells us we are dead in sin and trespasses.
但是在以弗所书第一章里面讲到我们死在罪恶过犯中。
And we are without Christ.
我们是没有基督的。
And we are what? Aliens or strangers from the covenant of promise.
我们是与神的祝约无份无关的一群。
And we are without hope, without God in this world.
我们是在这个世界上没有指望没有神的一群人。
practically speaking, we are disqualified.
但就事实上我们是没有资格的一群人。
But thank God, here in verse 12, we say, He giving thanks unto the Father who had qualified us.
但是在这里面说第十二节又感谢神，叫我们能与众圣徒在光明中同得基业。
He qualified us.
他使我们有资格同得基业。
By predestination.
是在他创世之前预定的。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 11, He predestinated us.
在以弗所书第一章十一节中，他已经预定我们。
Even before the world began.
在创世之前，他就预定我们。
Even before we are born, God already predestinated us that we will be partakers of this inheritance.
在我们出生之前，来到这个世界之前，神已经预定我们与众圣徒在光明中同得基业。
Secondly, in time, He came to accomplish redemption for us.
第二点，我们说的是在时间上，神道成肉身来到这个世界来救赎我们。
This morning we had a lot of prayer concerning the blood of Christ.
今天早间我们在波饼聚会中有许多的祷告，就讲到耶稣基督的宝血。
Indeed, His blood takes out, cleanses us from all sin.
是的，他的宝血洗净了我们一切的罪愆。
Solve the biggest problem between us and God.
把我们与神之间最大的拦阻解决了。
And not only that, He also transfers us. Deliver us from the power of darkness into the kingdom of His beloved Son.
不仅如此，他救我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子光明的国度。
This is so crucial.
这个是非常关键的。
Because if our sin is only forgiven without being transferred to God's kingdom, the story will always be the same.
如果我们只是罪被洗净而没有迁到他爱子光明的国度，那我们的故事就不能继续。
We will just commit sin, then repent and forgiveness of sin.
我们就只能在罪里继续的认罪、悔改、认罪、继续。
But God's purpose is not only to forgive us of our sin.
但是神的意思不光是来饶恕我们的罪。
He put us to be in His kingdom, to be the citizens of God's kingdom.
他把我们让我们成为属神的国民。
And more critical, He gave us His life.
最主要的是他把他的生命赏赐给我们。
We today have the life of Christ.
今天在我们的里面是基督的生命。
Enable us to overcome each and every temptation.
这个生命有能力让我们战胜我们面临所有的诱惑。
And lastly, we have this eternal hope of glory.
我们有这个在永生中荣耀的盼望。
That's why we keep on saying that we are only in this world, but we are not of this world, we are just travelers.
所以我们时常说我们虽然在地上，但是我们却不属于这个地上。我们只是寄居客旅的。
This is the inheritance we gain through the redemptive work of Christ.
及着耶稣基督救赎的工作，这是我们所得到的身份。
And this will never be lost.
这个身份是永远不会失去的。
But there is another part of inheritance God has given to us.
在另外一个在基业的另外一个方面，神所给我们的。
It is dependent on how we live on this earth.
还是我们在这个地上是怎么样来过我们的生活。
That's why the Bible tells us we need to work out our salvation with fear and trembling.
所以圣经上说我们要恐惧战惊。能够做成我们得救的功夫。
Before we are saved, salvation is free.
在我们得救的时候，我们所的救恩是白白的救恩。
By faith, we are saved.
藉着我们的信，我们就得蒙拯救。
But after we are saved,
但是我们蒙拯救之后，
if we want this reward,
如果我们要得那个奖赏，
we need to live the life that which God wants us to live.
我们要过我们与基督我们得救生活得救的所相配的生活。
Brothers and sisters, we are just a person like running the race.
我们就像来这个奔跑的竞技者。
You want that award?
你想要得那个奖赏吗？
You just need to keep on running.
你必须要一直的向前跑。
And that day we will have that reward.
等到那一天我们就得到这个奖赏。
Don't stop.
不要停下来。
A lot of people feel like I have God's life in me, I'm bound for heaven.
有许多人说我有神的生命在我的里面，我注定要进天堂。
That's altogether true.
是，这是真的。
But how about the reward?
但是我们的奖赏呢？
Revelation chapter 2 and 3 talks about a lot of rewards.
在启示录里面讲到了许多的奖赏。
Oh, having the right to eat the fruit of the tree of life.
我们可以得吃生命树的果实。
Being a pillar in the temple of my God.
可以在我的神的殿中当那个柱子。
Having a new name inscribed on that white stone.
可以在那个白石上有我们的名字。
To rule with Christ 1,000 years.
可以基督作王掌权到千年。
This is a reward.
这是我们的奖赏。
But we need to work it out.
但是我们要做成这个功夫。
May the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿神恩待我们。
We have a glorious future before us.
我们在我们的面前有荣耀的将来。
May we live according to the life He wants us to live.
愿我们所过的生活与他蒙召的恩相称。
Then afterwards, Paul starts to reveal to us who Christ is.
当接着在这个书里面，保罗就向我们启示基督是谁。
It says here in verse 14.
在第十四节里面说到。
That in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sin.
他说我们在爱子里。在爱子里得蒙救赎，罪过得以赦免。
Then immediately in verse 15, he said, "Who is the image of the invisible God?"
这里到十五节立刻讲到，爱子是那不能看见神之像。
In other words, Paul is trying to tell us we should not only stop by knowing Christ as being our Savior.
换句话说，保罗在这里鼓励我们，不光是仅仅得救而已。
We need to have this heart desire, Lord. I want to see you more concerning you.
而我们的里面却有一个深深的意愿，要知道神。我们真的想知道神。
Why do we need to know Him?
我们为什么要知道神？
Because when we know Him, it changes our life.
因为藉着认识神，他可以改变我们，更新我们的生命。
We see a lot of testimony around us.
在我们周围有许多这样的见证。
Before He is such a person.
他之前是这样的一个人。
But when he saw Christ, he met Christ, then the whole life changes.
当基督进入他的生活中，他成为那样的人。
We see the Bible, Zacchaeus.
我们看到，圣经里面的撒该。
He's a corrupt tax collector.
他是一个非常腐败的，收税的人。
He steal money from the people.
他从人们的口袋里偷钱。
But that day when he met Jesus.
但当他那天遇到耶稣的时候。
His life changed.
是一个大的改变。
And he even pronounced that what if I will give half of my riches to the poor.
他甚至宣告说我要把我的财产分给穷人。
If I wrong anybody, I will pay him fourfold.
如果我偷了拿了别人欺诈了别人的钱财我会付他四倍。
According to some biblical scholars,
据一些圣经研究学者说
if he really did that, he will be bankrupt.
如果他真的这样做的话他就破产了。
But Zacchaeus changed.
但是撒该的生命得到了改变。
Because he see Jesus.
因为他看见了基督。
You see, and also when we see Jesus,
那一样同样如果我们面见基督的时候
our priority of life change.
我们生命的次序就改变了。
Before our focus is our own future.
以前我们只注重我们自己的未来。
But now our future is God himself.
今天我们的未来就是主自己。
Every time I talk about that, it reminds me of my father.
这每当我讲到这个主题的时候，就使我想起我自己的父亲。
You know, after he got saved,
他得救之后
he's not that clear concerning who God is, who Christ is.
他是不是特别明白神是谁
？So every day, you know, during meeting time, he will bring my mom to the meeting.
所以每次他去聚会的时候，他也把我的母亲带去。
Then afterwards, he will go and watch a movie.
然后他就自己去看电影。
Then after he watched a movie, he'll come up, pick up my mom.
他看完电影之后来接我的母亲。
One day,
有一天
he bring my mom to church.
他带我的母亲到了教会。
And he said, I want to go church with you.
他说我想跟你一同去教会。
I don't know what happened in between that.
我不知道这之间发生了什么事。
But there only I can say he see Jesus.
但只有一件事情我明白。
From that time on, his priority of life changes.
从那一天起他生命的秩序得到了更变。
Christ is his life, the church is his living.
基督是他的生命。
To him,
教会的生活就是他的生活。
基督是他的生命教会是他的生活。
基督是他的生命教会是他的生活。
To him,
对他来说
just revolves around God and brothers and sisters.
基督和弟兄姊妹的就是他生活的中心。
To him, to be with the brother and sister is the joy of his life.
那对他来说，与弟兄姊妹在一起就是他的喜乐。
It is not his work. It is not us. It's just Christ and the church.
不再是他自己的工作，也不是他的家庭，而是基督和教会。
Because when he see Jesus.
因为他见到了基督。
More than that, when we see Jesus.
不仅如此，当我们看见基督。
Our outlook.Towards the world is totally different.
我们对世界的我们看世界的角度就改变了。
Last time I was sharing with the saints in HCA concerning Abraham and Lot.
上一次我在西南区与弟兄姊妹们分享亚伯拉罕和罗德的故事的时候
，Both of them came out of Mesopotamia.
他们两个人都从米索布达米亚平原出来。
Both of them is blessed by God.
两个人都蒙神的祝福。
There is increase in the flock.Become a problem.
他们财富上的增长成对他们造成了问题。
The Bible tells us the land cannot contain them anymore.
圣经上说这个地不能容下他们二人。
But we can see two response.
我们看见了两个面对这个问题的回
应。Immediately when that problem arrives,
当这个问题出现的时候
，Abraham said,
亚伯拉罕说
，Don't let this thing bother us.
不要让这件事情来搅扰我们。
You go to the left, I go to the right.
你到左，我去右。
Yeah, you go to the mountains, I go to the plain.
你到山区，我去平原。
Because in him, he knows that God is the one who brought him out.
因为在他心里面，他非常明白神带他出来。
He knows that God is going to sustain him.
神一定会供给他。
That's why throughout his life, as I mentioned before, he only bought one property.
所以在他在地度生的这一些时光里面他只有这一块地。
And that property is the burial plot of Sarah and him.
这块地就是用来埋葬他和撒来的。
He continued to live in tents.
他继续在支搭帐篷在地上。
As in Hebrews said, he looked forward for a better country, for a better city.
在希伯来书里面提到他向往一个更美的天家。
Whose builder and maker is God himself.
那个天家的天家的制造者就是神自己建造者。
There's a lot of riches for him to be attracted to.
在其实在地上有很多财富他可以吸引他。
But when he saw God, totally different.
但他看到神的时候他整个人就得到了改
变。He know only one thing, all these things that will go pass away.
他知道一件事情，就是这地上所有一切都会过去。
Only God is the one that remains forever.
只有神是存到永远的。
But when we look at Lot, it's totally a different story.
当我们看到罗德的时候，却是一个截然相反的故事。
The Bible tells us he is righteous Lot.
圣经上说罗德是个义人。
But when the problem arrives,
当问题发生的时候
，What is the first thing Lot do?
罗德第一件事情做的什么呢
？He looked.To the plains of Jordan.
他看到约旦河的平原。
Well watered like the garden of the Lord.
水源丰富像耶和华的园子。
Immediately when problems start, you see whether the person see God or not.
那这样问题立刻就出现了，你就看到这个人的眼中有没有神。
You know, problems sometimes is an acid test.
那所以圣经上说就是只有急着试验。
It's a kind of test whether do you see God or not.
只有藉着这些经历，我们才能知道我们有没有看见神。
Abraham see God.
亚伯拉罕面见神。
Lot did not.
罗德没有见到神。
He might be just a follower.
他只是一个跟随者。
Well, I feel like it's already good he's following.
那我觉得很好，他至少他在跟随神。
Because he's following the right way.
因为他在走在正确的路上。
But when trouble starts.
但是当问题出来的时候
，Instead of looking forward to God, he looked towards the plains of Jordan.
他没有去来追求神，而是去看约旦河的平原。
The Bible tells us, "I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, who make heaven and earth."
圣经上说，我要举目仰望，我的帮助是从何而来？我的帮助是从创天地之耶和华而来。
But Lot says, "I look towards the plains of Jordan."
但是罗德却满眼观望约旦河的住平原。
And it doesn't stop here.
他没有在这停下来。
He said, "It pitched his tent towards Sodom."
他甚至把他的帐篷对着索多玛的地方来支搭。
In other words, his heart is focused towards Sodom.
换句话说，他的心是向着索多玛的。
And it doesn't stop here.
没有停在这
儿。In chapter 14, he said, "He dwelt in Sodom."
第四章，他就进到了索多玛城里。
He became a citizen in Sodom.
他甚至成了索多玛的一个市民。
It doesn't stop here. In chapter 19, he became what? A judge in Sodom.
到十九章的时候，他成了索多玛的一个士师或者一个有身份的人。
He says that because he was sitting at the gate of Sodom.
因为他坐在索多玛的城门上，城门口。
At that time, during the olden times, the gate.It's like what we call the court of law.
因为在旧约的时候，那个城门口其实是就征诉的地方。
And there are what we call the elders who sit at the court of law at the gate.
所以长老们有身份的人，一般都坐在这个城门口。
So if you have any issue with somebody, you go to the gate.
如果你有什么诉讼想要带来的话，你可以到这个城门口。
Lot was in the gate.
罗德就坐在城门口。
Before all those things that what he caused him to be surprise him, now it's the thing that attracts him.
那这些事情就变成了吸引他的。
Before he was a stranger, now he was a permanent resident.
以前他是客旅寄居的一个外邦人，现在他成了里面的居民。
Brothers, it's all because did you see God?
这全都是因为你有没有看见神。
Did you see God?
你看见神了吗？
When you see God, then our priority change.
当你真的见到了神，你的次序就会改变。
Our life change.
我们的生命就会改变。
Our look towards the world change.
我们对世界的观念就会改变。
That's why this is the burden of the Apostle Paul.
这就是保罗他的负担。
To introduce us who Jesus is.
来让我们看见基督是谁。
And another reason Paul wrote this book.
换句话说，当保罗写这本书的时候
，Because at that time a lot of so-called Judaizers，
因为那时候有许多犹太教的人
，so-called the false teachers，
或者说是那些假的教师
，they are trying to preach another kind of a gospel，
他们想要来讲述另外一种别样的福音。
What kind of gospel is this？
什么样的福音呢
？Because aside from Jesus Christ, you still need to keep the ordinances of the law。
从基督以外，这个福音就是从在基督以外，你必须遵循一切的律例。
To such an extent, it becomes so serious that they say, without keeping the law, you will not be saved.
换句到了一个地步是如此的严肃，如果你不去守这个约的话，你就没有你就没有不可能被得救。
Today I want to mention three of them.
今天我要讲到三点。
The first one is circumcision.
第一点是受割礼。
If we look at Acts chapter 15, verse 1.
如果我们看 使徒行传第十五章第一节。
It says here, and certain men, verse 1, and certain men which came down from Judea taught the brethren and said, except ye be circumcised after the manner of Moses, you cannot be saved.
十五章使徒行传十五章第一节，有几个人从犹太下来，教训弟兄们说：“你们若不按摩西的规条受割礼，不能得救。”
In other words, this kind of teaching really troubled the brothers and sisters.
换句话说，这种教导实在是搅扰弟兄姊妹。
On the one hand, Paul was preaching, "We are saved by faith."
在一方面，保罗所传讲的福音是我们因信得救。
Even in the book of Romans, he said, "We are saved by faith, not by works."
甚至在罗马书当中说，我们是因信称义，不是因为是我们的工作。
Then another group of people saying, "You know, without circumcision, without the ordinance of the law, you cannot be saved."
那现在却有另外一群人说，如果你不急着守约的话，你不能得救。
Just imagine if you have this kind of teaching within you, how do you feel?
那换句如果你想一想当时在你这样你的心里有这样的两种方法那你感觉是什么呢
You are saved 50% by God 50% of man's work
所以意思就是说你的得救的根源是一半是神的救恩另一半是靠你自己的工作
So how can you sing blessed assurance Jesus is mine
那你怎么能够说基督是我的我有把握呢
Therefore Paul wrote he and Barnabas needs to go to Jerusalem.
所以保罗和巴拿巴要去耶路撒冷。
To have the meeting with the apostles.
所以他们要与这些使徒们有一
个。So the apostles will make a public statement of what really is this issue.
有一个会议，好叫使徒们能够有一个公开的表决对这些事情上。
So when they went there, Peter spoke.
当他们去的时候，彼得就站起来讲。
And in verse 8 says, "And God, which knoweth the hearts, bear them witness, giving them the Holy Ghost, which as He unto us."
使徒行传第十五章第八节说，知道人心的神也为他们做了见证，赐圣灵给他们，正如给我们一样。
And put no difference between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith. Verse 9.
第九节继续说，又急着信，洗净了他们的心，并不分他们我们。
Verse 10 and 11. Now therefore, why tempt ye God to put a yoke upon the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we are able to bear?
第十和第十一节，现在为什么试探神，要把我们祖宗的我们不能负的轭放在门徒的镜像上呢
And this is the most important word. It says, "But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved, even as they."
所以到十一节，他说，我们得救乃是因耶稣的恩，和他们一样，也是我们所信的。
In other words, Paul is trying to say, this ordinance of the law, you don't need to keep anymore.
换句话说，保罗说，你不用再守这些旧约的条例。
For Christ is the reality of circumcision.
因为基督现在已经成为割礼的实际。
Through his death on the cross,
即着他在十字架上
的死。He dealt with Satan, death, and sin and the flesh.
他已经把与罪、与死和与肉体这个败坏肉体的问题解决了。
Then another problem concerning holidays, the Sabbath day.
那换一句话，还有一个就是关于安息日、守圣日。
The Jewish people are very strict concerning the Sabbath day.
犹太人非常严谨的遵守旧约的条例来
守安息日。Because the Bible, the Ten Commandments says,keep the Sabbath day and make it holy.
因为圣经上教导我们说，你要守安息日，使它圣洁。
And this is God instituted this holiday.
所以神就给我们这个节日。
For God rested on the seventh day after creation, so men need also to rest on the seventh day.
因为神创造万物的时候，到第七天他歇息了，所以我们也应该有歇息。
But thank God on the New Testament.
但是感谢主，在新约里
，the reality of rest already came.
这个安息的时机已经来了。
Christ is our rest.
基督是我们的安息。
You know, in the Old Testament, you said you're resting on the seventh day, but still there is a problem that besets you.
虽然在旧约里面，他说在安息日你应该有安息，但实际上你的心里并没有真的安息。
But when Christ came,
当基督来的时候
，He take away all the worry in our hearts.
把我们里面的所有的忧虑都除去。
He is the reality of rest.
它是安息的实际。
Another thing concerning the worship of angels.
还有一个就是关于敬拜天使。
The Old Testament people really give a lot of importance concerning angels.
因为在旧约里的人们去 很看重天使。
Because it is through the angels God communicate with people.
因为藉着天使在旧约里面神和人有交通。
It's like the angels are the intermediary between people and God.
好像天使就是人与神之间的一个信使。
But when Christ came,
但当基督来的时候
we don't need angels anymore.
我们不再需要天使。
He is the intermediary between God and man.
他是神和人之间的信使。
He is the mediator between God and man.
神使成了我们神和人之间的中保。
Today you want to come to God?
今天你们要来到神面前吗？
It's through the Lord Jesus Christ.
是藉着耶稣基督。
It's through him we come unto the Father.
藉着他我们来到父神的面前。
Today we can say Abba Father.
今天我们能说阿爸父。
Well, it's all together so sweet because of his son Jesus Christ.
全都因为他的儿子耶稣基督。
This is who Christ is.
这就是基督是谁。
He is superior over all things.
他是在万事之上。
He is superior over every single ordinances in the Old Testament.
他在旧约里面所有知识凌驾在所有事之上。
Because he is the reality of all every good thing in the Old Testament.
因为他是在旧约里面所有美善的之上。
To such an extent, he said,
到这一个地步他说
I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me.
他说我就是道路真理生命没有人能够唯有藉着我才能来到父面前。
No, the thing is, what is his basis when he say that?
那他说这个是基于什么呢？
What is his basis that there is no need of circumcision because he came already?
不需要割礼是因为他已经来了。
What is his basis when he said there is no need of Sabbath because he is the Sabbath?
不需要这个守安息日因为神就是我们的安息。
What is the basis when he said there is no need of angel because he is the mediator between God and man?
我们不需要天使因为他是我们神与人之间的中保。
Because in verse 15 he said he is the image of the invisible God.
因为15节说他是那不能看见神之像。
You know, the Bible tells us in John 1:18, for no one has seen God at any time.
因为在约翰福音第一章十八节说没有人见过神。
Yet no one has seen God.
没有人。
Because God is a spirit.
因为神是一个灵。
How can you see a spirit?
你怎么能看见灵呢?
The Bible tells us, remember the interaction between the Samaritan woman and the Lord Jesus?
但我们看到在福音书里面讲到撒玛利亚的妇人和主之间的对话的时候。
The Samaritan woman said, Oh, you Jew worship in Jerusalem, we worship in Samaria.
那撒玛利亚妇人说你们这些犹太人在耶路撒冷敬拜我们是在撒玛利亚敬拜。
But the Lord Jesus said, And the time cometh, and now is, they who worship the Father must worship him in spirit and in truth.
所以主就告诉他时间将到现在就是那敬拜神的要在诚实和心灵里面敬拜神。
For God is a spirit.
因为神就是一个灵。
So we cannot see God because God is a spirit.
因为我们看不见神神是灵。
We cannot see God because he dwells in an unapproachable light.
我们见不到神因为他住在人所不能进的光中。
Let me read to you first Timothy chapter 6.
让我为你读提摩太前书第六章
verse 15 and 16
第十五十六节
which is in his time he shall show who is the blessed and only potentate the king of kings and the lord of lords who only hath immortality dwelling in the light which no man can approach unto whom no man hath seen nor I can see to whom be honor power everlasting amen
提摩太前书第六章十五十六节到了日期那可称颂独有全能的万王之王万主之主就是那独一不死住在人不能靠近的光里是人未曾看见也是不能看见的要将他显明出来但愿尊贵和永远的全能都归给他阿门
God cannot be seen because he's a spirit
我们不能见神因为他是个灵
God cannot be seen because he is enveloped surrounded with the realms of glory radiance of his glory
我们不能见到神因为他住在人所不能进的光中
This is who God is
这就是神
But thank God
但是感谢主
John chapter 1:18 said no man has seen God at any time
约翰福音第一章十八节中说到人没有人见过神
But only his begotten son who is in the bosom of the father had declared him
但是唯有在父怀中的独生爱子把他表明出来了
In other words, when you said declared him
换句话来说，把它表明出来。
He teach who the Father is in the most detailed way.
他就是以最详尽的方式让我们知道神是什么样的一位神。
In his life and living, he tried to show who the Father is.
在他的生命和生活当中，让我们知道神是什么样的一位。
When he talk about the image of the invisible God,
当他讲到所不能见的神的形象的时候
，It's like the sun reflecting itself on water.
就像太阳光。来反射在水面上。
Hey, you cannot see the sun, directly.
你不能直接的直视太阳。
But in the clear water, you see the reflection of who the sun is.
但是你可以藉着这个倒影看见这个太阳。
Today, this is altogether who God is.
今天这就是我们所见的。
Our Lord Jesus is the image of the invisible God.
我们的耶稣是不能见的神之像。
All his character, his attributes that he lived out is the character of attributes of who our Holy Father.
他所有的美德性情都是我们圣洁神的形象。
For example, you want to say God is love.
比如说你说神是爱。
How do I know God is love?
那我怎么知道神是爱呢？
In Christ, we see God is love.
在基督里，我们看见神就
是爱。Every week we come to the Lord's table.
我们每次来聚集在饼杯中。
It reminds us God loves us.
来提醒我们神是如此爱我们。
We talk about God's power.
当我们讲到神的全能。
How we see God's power?
我们怎么知道神是全能的
呢？ In His Son, we see God's power.
在他的爱子里面，我看到神的全能。
Remember when He was in the Garden of Gethsemane?
记得他在克西马尼园的时候。
And these people come to arrest Him.
当这些人来。要抓他的时候。
And the Lord Jesus said, Whom seek ye?
他说你们在找谁？
He said, We seek Jesus of Nazareth.
他们说我们在找拿撒勒人耶稣。
And the Lord said, I am.
他说我就是。
Immediately, everybody fell to the ground.
所有的周围的人都扑倒在地上。
This is what we call the power of God.
这就是我们所说的神的能力。
We talk about God is righteous.
当我们讲到神的义的时候。
In Christ, we see God, the righteousness of God being exposed.
在基督里面我们看到我们这位义的神。
Remember in the Bible when they brought a woman committed adultery?
在圣经里讲到他们把一个行奸淫的妇人带到主的面前。
And according to the word of God, you know, the Bible, this lady need to be stoned to death.
说根据律法这个女人应该被用石头打死。
Then the Lord Jesus, who among you had no sin, should cast a stone.
那主就对他们说，如果你们之间有一个没有犯过罪的，可以用石头打死他。
And the Bible tells us one by one, from the oldest to the youngest, just withdrew.
圣经上说，从老到小，一个一个的就都走开了。
It was all of them was exposed of their unrighteousness.
这件事就来暴露了他们里面的不义。
And only show one thing, only God is righteous.
就显明了一件事，只唯有神是义的。
Brothers and sisters, the one who lives in you is the image of the invisible God.
弟兄姊妹们，在我们的里面显明的是我们真神的形象。
I hope and pray that we really see this.
我真的祷告说，也希望你们真的能，我们都看见这一点。
A lot of times when I see a lot of young people,
当我经常看到一些年轻人的时候
，it really grips my heart.
使我的心很忧伤。
But while people is speaking, while people is talking about the word of God, they're just playing with their iPhone.
当人们在讲主的时候，在讲救恩的时候，他们只是关心他们的手机。
Brothers, do you know who that person is that dwells in you?
弟兄姊妹们，你们知道居住在里面的那一位吗？
He is God himself.
他是神自己。
Not only is the image of the invisible God, he is God himself.
他不仅是那不能看见神之像，而且他是神自己。
Isaiah 9:6 says.
以赛亚书第九章第六节。
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
圣经上说，以赛亚书说，有一子为你们降生，政权必担在他的身上，他的名必称永在的父，和平的君。
He is the invisible God.
他是那位不能见的神。
He is the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
他是那种永在的父，和平的君。
Today, brothers and sisters, how precious it is this the God in creation today dwells in us.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要记住那位创造的神今天居住在我们的里面。
He declared, "Heaven is my throne, earth is my footstool."
他说，天是我的居所，地是我的脚灯，天是我的宝座，地是我的脚灯。
Yet God decided that He wants to dwell in us.
但是神却决定住在我们的里面。
Not only that, he says the firstborn of every creature.
不仅如此，他是在所有创造的那长子。
When we talk about firstborn, we're going to talk about firstborn of every creature, it does not talk about in time, in matter of time.
当我们讲到他是首生的时候，我们不是讲的时间的观念。
It's talk about the matter of position.
而是我们在讲地位上。
Christ is the first, is the first in relation to God's creation.
那基督在神的创造里面是第一的。
That's why when Satan called Lucifer want to be equal with God, he want to have that one number one position. It is a rebellion.
所以当在旧造的在创造的里面。这个天使长路斯佛他要与神争夺的时候他就是悖逆的。
Only God is number one.
只有神是第一位。
Only his son is number one.
只有他的儿子是第一位。
And everything is number two.
其他的都是次要的。
And not only that, he says, for by him were all things created.
不仅如此他说急着他创造了所有。
In other words, he is the source of every creation.
换句话说他是生命的起源。
All creation will never exist without God himself.
如果没有他没有创造。
And he said, and all things were created by him and for him.
圣经上说一切都是为他所造。
When he talk about he created for him, in other words, he created all creation for his pleasure.
换句话说就是我们受造是为他美令人喜悦的旨意。
And lastly, when he said he's before all things and by him, all things consist.
还有就是我们都是急着他造所有的事情连接急着他造
In other words, he is the holding power that holds all creation.
换句说他急着他全能来把掌握着万有连接在一起
You know, in olden times we see carriage.
那我们看到就古时候有那个马车
Yeah, in that wheel there is a what we call a hub.
在这个轮子上有一个箍
And there are a lot of spokes in there.
箍的上面有许多那个道
the hub is the holding power of all these spokes.
那个中枢把这些所有的这些都固定在一起。
You take away the hub, everything falls off.
如果你把那个中枢拿走的，这个所有的都就不会存在。
This is exactly who Christ is.
这个就是基督是谁。
He's the holding power of the whole creation.
他是所有宇宙万有创造的这个。主宰一个全能。
You take away God out of creation, everything falls apart.
如果你把神从这个创造里边拿走的话，没就什么都没有。
Not only I'm talking about creation.
我不仅说到神的创造。
I'm talking about country. I talk about individual life.
我还讲到个人的生活。
Look at a country.
看一下这个国家。
When you said in God we trust.
当我们说我们相信神。
This is America.
这是美国。
America's history is not so long.
美国的历史并不长。
But when they declare in God we trust,
当他们宣布我们相信神
God bless this country.
神就来祝福了这个国家。
But when they try to take away God from their life,
当他们想要把神从他们的生活中拿出去的时候
the country start to fall apart.
所以这个国家就开始慢慢的削弱。
Today the holding power that governs this country is not the constitution.
今天使这个国家能够存立的这个伟大的力量不是宪法。
You say, oh, this law is not perfect, so there needs some amendment.
所以说，你说这个律法不健全，我们需要修正法案。
I tell you, there will be more amendments.
那我告诉你，还需要更多的修正法案。
Because the holding power is God Himself.
因为托住万有的权力就是神自己。
If this country put God first,
如果我们的国家把神放在首位
，everything just falls into place.
每一样事情都会到他自己的位置，该定的位置。
The same principle with your personal life.
你自己的生活也是有这样的原则。
You put God first.
如果你把神放在首位
，everything falls into place.
每一样事情都会到他该有的地位。
A lot of these young people, you go to college.
有许多的小孩子要去大学。
You feel like it's my ability that I'll get through life.
你觉得这是我的责任，我要来过生活。
Whether I'm be successful is based upon my ability.
我是否要成功是根据我的能力。
Brothers and sisters, wrong.
弟兄姊妹们错了。
You put God first.
你把神放在首位。
God is going to lead your life.
神一定会带领你。
And your life will be blessed.
你的生命就会得
到祝福。Because He is the firstborn of all creation.
因为他是首生的，在所有创造。
And He said He is the head of the body, the church.
在说这里说他是教会的元首。
Speak about because He rose from the dead.
因为他是从死里复活的。
Because he rose from the dead, he is qualified to be the head of the church.
因为他从死里复活，所以他做了 我们教会的元首。
Nobody after they died rose from the dead.
没有其他人，但他死了可以从死里复活。
Only our Lord Jesus Christ, He rose from the dead.
唯有我们的主耶稣基督，他是从死里复活的。
He defeated Satan, death, and sin.
他把所有的撒旦、死和罪都已经击败了。
Through His resurrection, He brought in the new creation.
藉着他的复活，他把新的新道带入了
and
带了进来。
And we who put His faith on Him, we become members of this new creation.
当我们把我们的信建立在他之内的时候，我们就变成了新造。
That's why the church is not an organization.
所以我们的教会不是一个组织。
It's not a building.
也不是一个建筑。
It is an organism.
是一个有机体。
Because Christ is the head, and we are members one of another. We are members of Him.
所以当我们基督做头，我们都是他身体的一部分。
But you said, well,
我们也是他的身体。
You said, well, in the church we have elders, we have, you know, brothers who take the lead.
你说在教会里我们有长老，还有领会的负责的弟兄。
But how do they take the lead?
那他们怎么带领呢？
They take the leading from Christ.
他们是在基督耶稣里。
Today, brothers and sisters, it is not the, it's not an organization, it's a living body.
今天我们的教会不是一个组织，而是一个活的身体。
So when you see a church starting to deviate from what God wants us to be, you know it's something's wrong with it.
当你看到一个教会开始偏离神的心意的时候，你就知道有问题了。
When they start to put their trust on rules and regulations,
当这个教会开始特别看重这些教条的时候，
or when they try to go according to the trend of this world, there's something wrong.
或者跟随这个世界的潮流的时候，你就知道也出问题了。
Christ is the head.
基督是头。
He never changed.
他永远不改变。
People change, fashion change, God never changed.
神改变，样式改变，但是神永远不改变。
This is who God is.
这就是我们的神。
And lastly, it says He is the fullness, all the fullness of the God that dwells in Him bodily.
在圣经上还说他是神永一切的丰盛都在他里面有形有体的居住。
You want to enjoy, you want to see, you want to be amazed of who God is, look at Jesus Christ.
所以你如果真的想看到神的丰富吗，那你就看看我们这一位耶稣。
He is the reality of everything.
他是神，这是实际的一切。
Now you might ask me, so what's the purpose? Oh, yeah, I see Jesus Christ, He's the firstborn of all creation, He's the image of the invisible God, so what?
那你说，那我是知道了，现在他是不能看见神之像，他是在所有创造之中首生的，那对我有什么关系呢？
What is the purpose of God revealing Himself to us?
那神为什么要向我们启示他呢？
Because He wants to live in you.
因为他愿意居住在你。
God wants to dwell in you.
神愿意居住在我们的里
面。He said He wants to make home in our hearts.
他愿意在以我们的心。
A while ago I mentioned, a while ago I mentioned that heaven is His throne, the earth is His footstool.
那刚才我们已讲过了，天是他的宝座，地是他的脚踪。
And He said, where is the place of my rest?
那我安息的所在哪里呢？
The place of God's rest is in our heart.
神安息的所在是在我们的心里。
He wants to dwell in us.
他愿意居住在我们的里面。
Secondly, He wants to make home in our hearts.
第二点，他愿意以我们的心为他的居所。
What do you mean by making home?
什么叫以我们的心为他的居所呢？
He wants to live in us not just like a stranger or a visitor.
他不想在我们的里面只成一个过路的一个外人。
He wants to take over.
他想要掌权。
He wants to take over your life.
他要来掌控你的生命。
He wants to take over your family.
他要掌控你家庭的生命。
He desires to lead you in your life.
他愿意与你同住。
This is the purpose of God.
这就是神的心意。
And lastly, He wants to transform you.
最后一点，他要来更新变化你。
Transform us to the image of His Son.
让我们更新变化成他爱子的形象。
If Christ is the image of the invisible God,
如果基督是那不能见的神的像，
we, through obedience to Him, become the reflection of who Christ is.
藉着我们对神的顺服，我们就可以在我们就能彰显出基督是谁。
This is God's eternal purpose.
这就是神永久的旨意。
That's why we keep on saying God save us not only to sins be forgiven and we go to heaven.
所以我们一直在说，我们蒙恩得救不是只是罪被赦免可以去天堂。
God wants us, God wants to transform us from glory to glory.
神是要我们改变我们，好叫让我们能够荣上加荣。
That when people see you, they see Jesus.
当人们看见你的时候，他们看见基督。
They see the character of Jesus.
他们看到基督的美。
They see the attributes of Jesus.
他们看到基督的性情。
Now the thing is, how do we experience this?
那我们怎么才能经历这些？
As I always say, we need to see Jesus.
然后我总是说，让我们能够看见耶稣。
There should be a revelation.
在我们的里面要有一个启示。
When God is revealed to us, life changes.
当神自己亲自启示给我们的时候，许多事情改变了。
In other words, we don't want second-hand information.
换句话说，我们不要二手材料。
I want first-hand meeting the Lord.
我要第一手的资料，我要亲眼见神。
I'm very worried about young people nowadays.
我非常为年轻人担忧。
Especially in the church today.
特别是在教会里。
If you ask them who Jesus is,
如果你问他耶稣是谁，
they will give you all the right answers.
他会给你完全正确的答案。
But the thing is, do you see him?
但是问题是你有没有看到他？
Yes, definitely we know who Jesus is.
是的，教条上说我们知道，理论上我
们知道他是谁。But did you see him in your heart?
但是在你的心里你见到他吗？
Brothers and sisters, in order for God to know who Jesus is, needs the revelation.
弟兄姊妹们，要如果我们要真的知道神是谁，我们里面要有启示。
We need God to reveal His Son to us.
我们需要神自己把他的爱子启示在我们的里面。
The book of Galatians says.
给加勒太书里面讲到。
And it pleased the Father.
他说令父神满足。
To separate me from my mother's womb.
把当我从在母腹中拣选了我。
And called me by His grace.
其实他的恩典来找我。
That pleased the Father to reveal His Son to me.
他是蒙神悦纳的，他愿意把他的爱子启示在我的里面。
So for us to know Jesus,
让我们知道耶稣基督。
For us to see Jesus,
让我们愿意可以看见耶稣。
God needs to reveal His Son to us.
神要把他的儿子启示给我们。
Today when we go on, we need to pray, Lord, reveal Yourself to us.
今天我们要祷告是主啊，求你亲自启示你自己。
I don't want second-hand information.
我不需要二手的资料。
If you check your experiences,
如果你看一看，回顾一下自己的经历。
How did you get saved?
你是怎么样得救的呢？
Because you see Jesus.
因为你见到了耶稣。
We see Jesus is the Savior.
我们看到耶稣是我们的救主。
And I see myself as a sinner.
我看我自己是个罪人。
And that no man can save me except Jesus. That's why I accept Jesus.
没有人能够救我，只有基督能够救我。因此，我相信耶稣。
But does that stop there? No.
但是这就在这停止了吗？
The more we see Jesus,
我们越多的来领受耶稣，
the more transformation there is.
我们里面就有更大的变化和更新。
Look at Apostle Peter.
看着彼得身上的变化。
Remember when the Lord said, "Who do you say that I am?"
当主问他，你说我是谁？
A lot of people say, "Hey, you are Elijah." Some say you are one of the prophets.
有的人说你是一个先知，有的是你是以来以利沙。
But the Lord continues to ask them. But the Lord continues to ask them, "Who do you say that I am?"
然后主就继续问他们，你说我是谁
？And Peter said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the Living God."
彼得说你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
But the most important thing is the second, the following statement.
这最主要的是下面一句话。
He said, "Blood and flesh does not reveal to you, but my Father who is in heaven."
他说这个是不是人的肉体和由凭血气和肉体能够知道的？这是从我父来的启示。
In other words, Peter started to follow Jesus because it's the Father who revealed His Son to him.
换句话说，彼得能够来追随耶稣，是因为父已经把基督启示在他的里面。
But the thing is, it doesn't end there.
但是这个还在继续。
We need to continue to see Jesus.
我们要继续的看基督。
Because when we see Peter's life,
当我们看到彼得的生活的时候，
we see a lot of failure.
我们看到许多的失败。
He even denied the Lord three times.
他甚至来否认主的名三次。
In other words, we need to continue to see Jesus.
换句话说，我们要持续的看见耶稣。
We shouldn't be satisfied. Oh, I'm saved already. I see Jesus. Amen. That's it.
我们不能说满足于说我们已经看到耶稣了，好，我们就很高兴了。
We can see a lot of Christians failed.
我们看到许多的基督徒都已经面临失败。
Because they failed to continue to see him.
因为他们失败的原因是因为他们没有一直的看见耶稣。
Oh, brothers and sisters, especially the young people.
特别是年轻人。
Don't be satisfied with just knowing, doctrinally.
不要只是满足在教条上明白。
You need to pray, Lord, show yourself to me.
你要祷告说，主啊，求你自己启示给我你自己。
The second thing.
第二点。
Not only we need to see Jesus.
不仅我们要看耶稣。
We need to yield ourselves to him.
必须要降服在他的面前。
Yes, God show us who He is.
是的，主告诉我们他是谁。
But are you going to subject obey Him?
但是你愿意服听从他吗？
When I talk about subjecting ourselves to Him,
当我说到降服在他面前，
it's like we pattern ourselves.
就像我们 伏在他面前。
We pattern. You know, in the Philippines, we had a brother who is a garment factory.
对不起，不是俯伏，是成为他的样式，照着他的样式而行。
In the Philippines, we had a brother who had a garment factory.
在菲律宾，我有一个弟兄，他是一个有一个制衣厂。
He will buy rolls and rolls of, you know, fabric.
他会买许多很多卷的这个布卷。
And he had a lot of, you know, seamstress, those who sold the clothing.
他还有很多的这些机器来做衣服。
And the most important thing, there is a pattern.
最主要的是，那有一个样式。
Every clothing should be what?Cut according to the pattern.
所有的衣服都要照着已经切割好的样式。
So out of those rolls of fabric came out thousands of clothing.
但是从这些成千的布卷里面出来了许多的衣服。
Brothers and sisters, our father is the owner of the company.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们的父就是这个制衣厂的所有人。
We are that clothing material.
我们就这些布的材料。
Christ is the fashion, the model.
基督就是我们的样式。
The one who cuts is the Holy Spirit.
来裁剪我们的就是圣灵。
When we yield ourselves to Him,
当我们愿意来降服于他的时
候， we say, Lord, cut myself according to your pattern.
那我们的祷告就是主啊，求你裁剪我根据你的
样式。Sometimes you see how come this brother only stayed for a few months, yet he is so matured.
那有的时候我们就说，有些弟兄他们只仅仅得救了几个月，却如此的生命如此成熟。
The key is he is willing to yield himself to Christ.
那最主要的是他愿意降服于神。
He said, "Lord, take me."
他说：“主啊
，Cut me according to your will."
主啊，我在你面前照着你的心意来剪裁我。
And we can also see a lot of brothers have been saved for so long, yet the same old people.
那同时，我们有许多的弟兄。他们已经得救的年日有很多了，可是他们的旧造旧的生命还是没有改变。
There's a Chinese saying, 还是老样。
The old people.
This all because, are we willing to obey the Holy Spirit?
最主要是你愿意来听从你里面的圣灵的带领吗？
I know this is not easy.
我知道这很不容易。
Sometimes when God's way and our way had a conflict of interest.
当神的旨意和我们自己的旨意有冲突的时候，
But when we say, Lord, I surrender myself to you,
然后我们就对主说，主啊，我愿意听从你的。
There's another cutting.
就是又会切割一次。
Well, when you said, Lord, you know, take my life.
当你说主啊，我就在这里，请你拿去我的生命。
The Holy Spirit starts to sue.
那这个圣灵就开始磨平我们的。
Sooner or later, we can see that model of Christ came out from you.
不久，这个圣灵就把我们制作像主的样子。
Really, it's not a matter of what we say.
真的不是我们说什么。
It is kind of life how we live out.
而是我们的生命是怎么样来
行出来的。Today, are we going? Have we seen Jesus?
我们要问自己，我们有没有看见神
？Are we been attracted to Him?
我们有没有受他的吸引
？Secondly, are we willing to put ourselves, surrender ourselves to him?
我们有没有愿意来降服于他
？When we surrender,
当我们来顺服他的时候
，then God's purpose will be fulfilled in us.
神的旨意就在我们的里面得以完成。
This is who Jesus is.
这就是基督是谁
？And when we see him,
当我们看到基督耶稣
，then God's purpose is fulfilled.
神就旨意在我们的里面
得以完全。
让我们祷告。
Lord, this morning we thank you for your speaking.
主耶稣，早间我们感谢你对我们讲话。
Oh, the book of Colossians show us who you are.
哥罗西书，你向我们看见你是谁。
Sometimes we just cannot comprehend how the your very person.
我们有的时候真的没办法理解你到底是谁。
Lord, according to our human understanding, we cannot understand.
主啊，照着我们肉体的本相，我们是没法明白的。
But Lord, we want to humble ourselves before you.
但是我们愿意谦卑在你的面前。
Lord, reveal yourself to us.
求你启示你自己在我们的里
面。When you reveal yourself to us,
当你把你自己启示在我们的里
面的时候， everything will start to fall into place.
每个事情都会到它该到的地方。
Lord, we just commit everything to your hand.
我们把自己仰望在交托在恩主的
手中。Continue to speak in our hearts.
求你继续对我们心里讲话。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。